Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Ten City Radio.
Who's calling?
Who it is?
What is it? It's just what?
What's happening, Janine?
Hello.
Going down.
Nothing
what do you do?
Watching Bruce Lee.
Into the Dragon.
That just went off here. I was, that's what I was watching.
Well, you got a Bruce Lee marathon going on or something over there.
No, it's on TV, man. I was watching it earlier.
Uh-huh. It's on TV.
Into the Dragon was gone.
You don't say.
Love Bruce Lee.
Oh, man. I remember after Bruce Lee movie, I'm supposed to go outside and get to doing karate and shit. Somebody started crying.
Practicing on a tree.
Yeah. Kick the shit out of somebody. Somebody gets to holler, Mama, gay brave. I'm supposed to get kicked to the throat.
Hey, man, when I was a shorty, I used to get my nunchucks. You know how my grandma had that tree in the back of her yard?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like 5 in the morning. Ain't nobody out but the hustlers. I'm practicing like a motherfucker on a tree. Think I'm Bruce Lee. It took my shirt off. I'm making a sound.
Oh.
I just thought that would be a great old time.
Thank God I never looked out the window and seen that.
I did see it, dog. It was early in the morning. That was my shit. Now, Janine, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you like Waylo's blog?
Did I like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
That motherfucker was on point.
Yeah. He was going deep.
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was. For everybody that don't know what we talking about, you got to go to SinCity.Spruce and check out those blogs. Waylo got a hell of a blog on there for your ass. That shit was slick as hell. Once again, SinCity.Spruce.com. And click blogs.
Okay, I'm about to say we're about to have a problem here, man. Let me find my drinking mug. Well, I damn sure need to drink today, man, for real.
I got Bud Light.
Hey, you ever just had one of them days where it's just like everybody just constantly keep coming at your head?
Yeah, all the time.
Well, and it's like you're trying your damnedest to be nice, but it's just like it just ain't working. See, this is why I said violence is a universal language, because everybody understands that.
Well, we don't talk about no violence, bro.
She is.
We going to talk about Janine Stalker. Who you got stalking you?
That's violent, too. That's violent. Cause
right.
You know, what he might do if he catch up with me.
Well, who is it? First of all, how do you know he's watching you?
Because every time I pull in the parking lot, he calling my phone. So he got to be able to see me pulling up at home.
That's kind of scary.
Yes, it is.
I mean, when he call you, do you be like looking around?
Yeah, I'll be looking. I'll be like, because I got to get out my car. So I'll be looking first, like make sure ain't nobody around. Like, and then it's like, I don't know if he be trying to see if I'm, like, on the phone or something. But then when I'm getting out my car, my phone rings again. And I'm like, I know. I ain't crazy.
Same dude calling you back?
Yeah. Like, I see you ain't on your phone. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why you ain't answering your phone? And he calls me right back. I'm I'm like, come on now. I ain't that crazy.
You own a gun?
No, I do not.
You may want to get one. You might want to look into that.
I don't
know about all that. Because I'll be using that for everything.
That's what it's for.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, just imagine somebody call you and say, why you ain't answer the phone the first time I called? You'd be like, well, I was busy. No, you're not. You ain't doing nothing. I'm looking at you right now. That's some scary shit.
Janae, and he should know because he's done that.
Get the fuck out of here. You ain't going to start with that bullshit, man. There you go, already.
Oh, my God.
I'm
now, let you get away with the Ray Charles jokes.
No.
Don't push your luck.
No, now, come on now. Anybody that was on the chat room last night, everybody saying you just like Ray Charles.
Hey, what up, Wick?
What it do, fellas?
What's going down, partner?
What's good, Cass? What's good, Father Ty? What y'all arguing about now? You know, I'm actually tired of hearing y'all argue. It's been a goddamn 25 years I've been listening to y'all
argue.
Oh,
shut your ass up. Oh, shut the fuck up.
25 years. That's all y'all do is argue. Get married, motherfucker. Shit.
I'm going to tell you one time, Wick. Just say no. Just say no.
Nope. I always say yes.
We can tell.
When it's the greeny weeny. When it's the greeny weeny.
The greeny weeny?
Yes, sir.
Never, the greeny weeny. Okay.
The greeny weeny. You ain't had, you don't smoke. You ain't had none of that greeny weeny? Ooh, Lord.
I don't think I want to put my lips around nothing that got weeny in it.
There you go. Your unattractive young mind always thinking about something different. That's what's wrong with the world.
He said unattractive world.
Hey, dog, just tell me, anytime you smoke,
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
And I'm going to give it all to him. All 2 inches of that hard dick.
That's that grainy wing.
And they come back to it. So that 2 inches must be good.
That's that greeny weenie.
That greeny,
greeny weenie.
That greeny weenie. I'm telling you.
That weenie in it. I'm sorry.
I didn't say weenie. I said rainy. Greeny rainy. I know I got that slurred term right now, but it's greeny rainy. I just thought I heard what you were saying. You said weenie. You just tried to turn it into a joke. But no, that greeny ring. You don't know
what?
Nothing about that.
No, you're right, I don't.
Stay away from it, man. You ain't ready for it.
You're right. Anything got to be slurring like that.
Can I give
right.
a fuck you out tonight to the Indianapolis Colts for letting my niggas go?
Nobody wanna hear that garbage.
Where he go? He's going to Minnesota. I called it first.
You saying Peyton Manning coming here?
Yep. I called it first.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
You also said that when I said Brett Favre was coming to Minnesota too.
Okay. So, well, I don't think he's coming here, but.
Why not? Who else going to pay him for a year?
Nah, I don't see it.
I called it first.
I see him going to San Fran.
Yeah, either that or Arizona.
No, with Alex Smith doing how he did? Nope, it ain't gonna happen. A backup maybe, but no, not starting. Just starting Minnesota.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this: don't be surprised if you catch him in Denver.
Nope. True. That's a good one. That's a good one, Cass. That's a good one.
But
he's an Elway kind of quarterback, too. So, yeah, that can happen.
I doubt it.
Well, that's neither here nor there.
Let me jump to LaFonda right quick. LaFonda, what's going on? LaFonda? Okay, well, let me send her fuck you out. Fuck you, LaFonda.
Well, on my bed, I'm tired. I have to go to work tonight, so I'm trying.
We all got to go to work tomorrow.
No, I have to go to work tonight. I have not been to sleep.
Well, thanks for calling the show, but what's going on?
Man, just a whole bunch of bullshit.
I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about what your love life. What's going on in your love life? I'm checking out all your little posts you got on here. I'm assuming you're kicking it with the young Chi-Town dude, right?
Yeah, you know, like you said. It's going good. I mean, I took y'all advice and kind of calmed it down a little bit. And I mean, it's been going good. I feel
you
like
actually took out advice?
Y'all told me that sometimes I need to just not say everything that's on my mind and not try to overpower a man and let a man be a man.
I don't remember saying that.
One of y'all told me that. It was one of y'all. It was either Cass or you. I don't know which one was the topic is.
I remember the conversation. So, I mean, you didn't take that advice, and so now everything good?
Yeah.
No, that's good to know. That's good to know. I'm glad you know what? Honestly, I'm glad you found somebody.
I mean, you treat me like a queen. That's one thing I really ask for.
Because I think the rap game, I think the Midwest rappers, you was running out, wasn't you?
I'm joking,
LaFon. I'm just joking with you. I know people tease you about it all the time. I'm just having fun with you, baby. I know you don't have a half off it.
We got a new caller, y'all.
See,
caller,
I know
y'all
be joking, but dudes, you have me cracking up because he's like, yeah, I don't know you want to move on for you.
Is this Waylo?
No, that's Sean.
That's, man, she was going to bring Waylo into the damn conversation so damn bad.
What's happening, Sean?
How you know this me? Hey.
My co-host just said that's Sean, so I'm going to go with what he said.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's going down? Okay.
He's showing what's you getting old, man. You ain't remember numbers or not.
Man, I don't remember the numbers, man.
That's the first thing to go, man.
No, see, dog, the way I do it, when I look at the switchboard, I look at the area code.
I'm just saying,
I know Janine is 708.
We know you about 73.
And I know
so
LaFon is 708.
Wait, hold on,
we know you about
73,
man.
You she just told you that she got a stalker and you didn't give her the area code?
Oh,
well, he already knew a number. She just said he'd be calling her.
I'm just saying, man.
I told you, old age.
There might be a new stalker coming out now. Oh, yeah, I know what she had now.
Well, I'm pretty sure 708 is pretty goddamn big. Wherever it's at.
Janine, we sorry, baby. He knows no better.
He's old. I understand that. Don't pay no attention to him. He can't help himself.
If he's still about that time to get off the computer.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I apologize for my outburst.
I meant to say this is called from 807.
It's about that time for you to get off the computer. It's off at 9 o'clock.
Excuse me, I'm grown.
Ain't it? Who the hell are you telling to get off the computer?
My son.
Okay, now, come on now. Now, look, now, we've been through this too many times. You cannot get on here snapping on your son and telling him.
I'm not snapping on him. I said DaVucci. It's about that time for you to get off that computer.
Is that DaVucci?
Yes, it is. Why is y'all laughing at my baby name?
You know you was off the name.
You gave his ass that name.
Then she gonna try to play it off like it wasn't the jeans that she was naming him after.
He changed his name to get 18.
His name Charles.
Right.
Call me Charles.
I met my son in school today, right?
Hey, I knew it, Charles.
This little boy then, like, escaped from the school building and ran across Martin Luther King Drive on 21st Avenue. Osmo got hit by a car. So they bring him back in the school building. I'm waiting on my son to get out of class. This little boy screaming at the top of his lungs. The principal sitting on him to try to control him. He's trying to fight him. He didn't get it. The principal a black eye, everything. I'm like, this is a hot burning mess. Then they finally had to call the ambulance for the little boy. The cops is down. I'm like, y'all actually got kids in that school to act like this.
What age is this?
I think he was like 8 or 9. He had to be 8 or 9.
Oh, well, he was old enough to get punched back.
They said he was slow. So I don't care if you slow or not. Your mama, I would have called your mama. She would have had to come and get you, boo. No. Ain't no how about he's slow. So you have to be careful with him. Okay, yeah. Whatever you say. I mean, y'all don't hesitate to call my damn phone for nothing.
Well, when he shoot up the school in about 3-4 years from now, his mama's don't whoop that ass no more. That's a fact. Now, I'm going to go down the list. I'm going to talk to you. Sean, you got kids? When the last time you whooped your kid ass?
Today.
I'm talking about an ass whooping.
Today.
Yeah. Well, goddamn. Okay, well, I ain't talking to you then. Janine, when the last time you whooped your kid ass?
Probably been some years.
Years? Okay, Lucas, when the last time you whooped your kid ass?
Well, one of them today.
Okay, we got 2 todays in 1 year. LaFonda, what about you?
It's been a couple of months.
Okay, now, ladies, I want y'all to listen to this. All right, I'm going to start with my man, Cass. How many ass whoopings you take in a week when you're a shorty?
Anywhere from what? 3 to 5?
3 to 5. All right, what about you, Wick? How many times you get your ass whooped in a week? Not by me, just by your parents.
I'm a cover boy.
I say greeny weenie he's smoking on. Smoking that greeny weenie.
He got that weenie in his mouth.
Hey, greedy weenie. See, now, I would take about 3 to 5 a week.
We never shot up to school. Like this. Like, at this, like, new generation, you could whoop your kid as much as you want to. My mama just told me, she was like, he's 7 years old. You got 11 years before he turned 18. Either he's giddy or he don't. At the age of 18, you put his ass out and say, you tried.
Well, see, I think if you don't whoop your kid ass, that's when they start talking back.
I used to whoop the Ruchi ass on a regular basis. Like, he used to get a whoop it every hour or every other hour.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What is his nickname? Because you was just wrong for naming that kid the Ruchi.
His name is Ruchi, Terrell, Lil' Kim, just a pen.
Lil' Kim?
Little Kim.
I said Little Kim.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Little Kim. I was going to say what?
Well,
I'm still thinking she said Little Kim. What did you say?
I said Little Tim. T-I-M.
Tim, dude. Little Tim. Oh, okay. That's his name? Davucci Little Tim?
His daddy name is Timothy.
Okay.
I knew he was
going to be
no damn junior, so.
Well, shit. I would have went with him quicker than Davucci.
Everybody else said it's a cute name.
Then they turn around and walk away from me.
No, but kids can be cool, and I'm noticing that the coochie come out really.
Right, he gonna be called coochie and all type of shit growing up. I'm surprised he ain't never kicked out. He should be fighting every day.
He already a ladies' man anyway. I don't know why grown ass women think it's okay for them to walk up to a little boy and be like, "Oh, if only I was a little bit older, and you, if I was a little bit younger, and you was a little bit older, the things I could do." Boo, you trifling.
Wait, but they telling this to your 7-year-old son?
This woman told my 7-year-old son that, and I'm looking at her like, "You trifling ass hood rat."
Well, what
did
he do? Pull his dick out on
us
or something? What the hell?
Like that? My son got these long-ass eyelashes. He got good hair. And then on top of that, I don't know what the hell he was doing. He was doing something. I don't know what he was doing.
What did you do? He didn't pull his dick out.
I was on her. Because I'm looking at her like, why is she saying it to a 7-year-old? You do know he's 7, right? I'm just looking at her like, you trifling ass here, right? Like, you don't say that to no damn pal. Like, a man can't say that to a little girl, so why do a woman think it's okay for her to say that to a 7-year-old boy?
You know what? You got a good point. Because if that was a guy that said that to a little girl, he'd be up under the jail.
He'd be in jail somewhere.
You know what? That's a good point. I mean, I didn't even think about it like that.
And it'd be so many women, like, walking up to little boys, oh, he is just too cute. Really? Don't be rubbing him in his face. Don't be doing nutty elbows here, boo. Walk your ass on that way.
Hell, I got grown women walking up telling me that shit, so I know how you feel.
What? In your head?
You say what? You got grown women walking up to you telling you what? That's a cute motherfucker right there. Look at them legs. They probably do. They be like, God damn, hey, that's a handsome man to be a senior citizen.
Get the fuck out. First of all, I was talking to
them. What talking to your cool ass nigga?
Thank you very much.
I'm just saying, man. But you know what, dog? You did something. I've been noticing you, man. Well, you look kind of different now, man. What you been doing with yourself?
What you mean, bro?
Like, I mean, you look like you look like you look younger now, man.
I look younger.
Yeah, honestly, and I'm not joking, dog. Well, not today, but last week you was looking kind of younger, man. I don't know what you did last week. Something last week was different. I don't know. Did you let your hair grow or something? I mean, I don't know, dog. You just looked different last week.
I had a question.
Okay. Thank you for letting me respond, but go ahead with your question.
I do have a question, though. Why is it okay for a man to go through a woman's phone? But
it's not.
Like, I know it's not, but they find justification for going through your phone. Like, your phone was with you, and you my girl, so I just decided to answer it. Or,
he was
I'm
there
like,
wrong.
Like, they get these, like, he gets his private call. And I don't really care. Like, I'm like, just let me answer the phone. Maybe she'll stop calling after I answer the phone. But she calls him probably at least four times a day.
Hold on, never mind. I don't know. Let's go down on this. We'll start with Waylo. You think it's cool to answer your girl's phone or your girl to answer your phone?
Hell no. If that's just your girl, no. Y'all relationship married or some shit, then.
Hell no.
Ain't no way around that.
So your answer is no.
No.
All right. Sean?
No.
Okay, I'm not even going to go to the greeny weeny, man. Janine?
I don't think there's no need to do that. I mean, if he right there and the phone right there and I'm telling the answer.
I mean, something like that.
I'm
cool.
Even in the car with my phone on.
I mean, just to be answering, just to go through it now.
Okay. Lucius, what about you?
What's the question? Is it okay to answer each other's phone? Is that the question?
Correct.
Well, no, you don't have to.
Do you agree with it, yes or no? Oh, see on that green wing.
I'm a pass.
You say sure.
Because I don't really, I mean, because I feel like this, because it ain't nothing to hide. I ain't gonna answer the phone, but I don't see what the problem would be if I did, or if he did. If there's nothing to hide.
Okay. All right, Dave, what about you?
Yo, B.
Yo, what's going down, family?
What's up, dude?
How y'all doing tonight?
Are we just chilling? Did you hear the question?
I believe in you don't touch nobody's phone. That way they won't touch your phone.
Okay. We have to do that.
You know, now I used to be totally different, but I've changed my view on that. I don't think you should.
Wait, whoa, hold up. You changed your mind?
I changed my views on that, man.
I gotta know why.
Because I just thought about it, dog. You know, the last time we had this conversation, I was totally against it. Now, I do believe if you're married, and if you're my wife, I can answer your phone. It shouldn't be a problem.
I mean, for what, though? I mean, there's no reason. I mean, because ain't nobody calling up for you.
Right. Don't matter.
I'm sorry, man.
If you my wife.
And you her husband, not her daddy.
Right.
Oh, Lord, that must be Mo.
It's Mo again.
Okay. Oh, Lord. We got Mo on the line.
Well, now hold on. I'm with Mo on that one. Shit, you a husband. You ain't a daddy. Ain't got no daddy touching your phone.
It don't matter. It don't matter. If you my wife and you answering the phone and you going into another room to talk on the phone,
that means I don't want you to hear my conversation.
I mean, but now hold on. Mo, but he got the right to do the same thing, right?
No.
Oh, see, here we go. This motherfucker crazy.
All right, now, hold on. Let's bring in a new caller. We got a new caller to the show, y'all. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, y'all. This is Jamaica.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? What's the topic for tonight?
All right, take this out, Jamaica. Now, let me ask you. All right, you're at home. Your man's phone rings. You reach over to pick it up.
If it's just ringing, just sitting there?
Yeah, if it's just sitting there ringing, do you reach over to pick it up?
No, I don't do that.
Okay, and if yours ringing, you feel like he has no reason to do it either, right?
It's not really a reason. It's just that we don't do that. Like, you know, especially if you already know, I mean, what phone don't have caller ID? Shoot, just look at it and see who's calling. It's normally the same people calling, so what you just picking up phones for? I mean, it don't even make no sense to be picking up nobody's phone just because it's ringing. Just let the damn thing ring.
Right.
But if you my wife, we married. We married now. We married. And your phone rings, I answer it. You would have a problem with that. I'm your husband.
But they not calling for you.
Yeah, I'm married, and my husband don't have no reason to pick up my phone unless I'm not in the room. And normally, if I'm not in the room, he still lets it ring. And the same thing goes for me. Just let the dang on thing ring. But I mean,
exactly.
If you did pick it up, I wouldn't trip if he just said hello. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, Meek, it's the phone. I mean, really, ain't no big problem.
Well, I guess that's why I'm divorced. I'm answering that motherfucker. Who's this?
Oh Lord, that sound like some insecurities over there.
Exactly.
You got nothing to do with insecurity.
Yes, it does.
It got everything to do with insecurity. I mean,
if I answer your phone and you jump down my throat for answering your phone, then you're trying to hide something.
No, hold on, man.
No, that's just like, let me say this. That's just like you going in my purse, because I have a problem with that. I'm married. I have a problem when my husband goes in my purse to go get something out of it. If I say, okay, well, you know, go take my debit card to go get something. I don't want you to do that. I want you to bring me my purse. Let me hand you my card, and then you go where you're going to go. It's just a respect thing, you know.
Right.
It don't mean that you hide nothing. It's just respect. You should do that. You should give somebody space. Now, if you know what I'm saying, whatever you do in the dark going to come to the light anyway. So why you got to be all up on it, trying to dig for something?
That's right. You look for something, you'll find it.
That's
right. And when you find it, you're going to wish you never did.
Yeah.
That's right. Because one of y'all going to jail and one of y'all going to the hospital.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Fuck around and see that wrong phone number in there. First thing you
Damn.
You know, here we go. Here comes the bullshit. Here comes the drama.
Actually, that's not what I'm going to say.
Yes, they deserve it. I hope they burn in hell. Then it's the cell phone
that
be catching motherfuckers up. It's a damn phone bill.
That's right.
You
got prepaid.
Plus, you get your motherfucking bill paperless.
True. Well, she is.
People don't know how to erase their damn text messages. That's the only thing I'm going to say. If you're going to text your ass out, please delete the motherfuckers.
Well, now, let me ask all y'all a question. So, what's not off limits? I mean, what can I do? I can't go in your purse.
You can mind your business.
Phone. What the hell can I do?
What I tell you to do?
Man, my business. We ain't gonna work out.
Man.
I'm sorry, baby, but this ain't gonna work.
I know she's saying some old smart ass shit, but I gotta agree with her, man. Get you some business and stay the fuck up out of mine.
You better make sure you have a cell phone. You better have 911 programmed in that motherfucker. I'm only going to be able to dial one number.
Well, how you feel about females going through your pants pockets?
I don't think it's cool. I don't go through the purses and shit like that. But like I say, if we're married, I think that's totally different.
It's okay to go through your wife's purse if you're, you know, because that's your wife.
I mean,
I don't believe in
wife.
No woman purse.
I'm going to give y'all a prime example. I'm going to give you a prime example. I'm going to use the same example you used earlier. I'm about to go. I need the car to get some gas. You could be in the shower, or you could be in the laundry room, wherever. What's wrong with me going here first, grabbing the car, and go ahead and go where I got to go? We married. What's wrong with me doing that?
That's a different circumstance. I'm in the shower. Yes, it is. I'm not going to get out the shower to go run and get in my purse to hand you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to wet up my whole items in my purse to hand you the car. That's understandable. That's understandable.
It's the
what
same
I'm saying
thing.
Is.
It's the same thing.
No, it's
How
not. No, it's not, because if I'm sitting next to you, you need to hand me my damn purse so I can give you my card.
But you ain't got a problem with me getting
now?
Your purse. We doing
or
a shop.
No,
if
I'm not,
if
I'm not
you
available.
In the what's you in the bathroom, and I know where your sash is. Your private sash where you had your money.
Hey, we married. I don't care.
And we married. I'm going there and take your sash and go shopping with you.
Hell no. You keep your hands out of there. You keep your motherfucking hands. You better keep your dick beaters out of there. Don't put your dick beaters in my motherfucking pocket. Your motherfucker to yourself. Don't push me over. Don't be running through my shit like that. That's bullshit.
That's where we differ.
Yeah.
I think marriage stands for something else.
I was talking about man. You don't go in no woman's purse.
Exactly. And he know that. He knows that. He done got his face slapped many a time.
Y'all misunderstanding me. I'm saying my wife, not my girl, my wife.
That's anybody.
I understand. We hear what you're saying, but dog, at some point in time, even though that y'all married, you still need some type of level of privacy. You need your own little space.
Right.
You need your own
privacy. Way it ain't gonna work.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you need your space. Just like she needs hers, you need yours. And if it's nothing but a simple, something as simple as a cell phone, you know what I'm saying, or your wallet, that's your personal private space.
Right. I don't think that. Not if you're married. When you're married, you come together. You're joined as one. What's mine is
yours.
You're
not joined at the fucking hip.
Right. Yeah. There you go. You're not joined at the hip. It doesn't mean
right.
that you can't. Yeah. Exactly.
There shouldn't be no secrets in marriage, though. You should trust me to go
it's
in your purse and get what I need.
Whoa, hold on, brother. It's not about secrets. It's about, it's just like you you got a man cave. That's your own personal shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
shit,
damn,
Snoop Dogg's wife didn't ever go in the goddamn shed.
Explain to us. I know you're very, very proud of people.
Man, I mean, certain things you just need your own personal space on.
Right,
man.
That's
like
the man cave, right? Like if I came down there and I didn't spray it all kind of Febreze and put potpourri all down there, and then you
with
had your boys come
panties
over.
And just shit hanging up.
Right.
That's bullshit.
I'd be like, thank you, baby.
Possum face, motherfucker!
Okay, so let me ask. Hey, Lucius, you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, now do you seem to agree with all Father Time's ways
It's not that I see all of them. I see some of his points, though. It's not that I agree with all the ways, but I see some of his points. I think you're misinterpreting some of the stuff that's being said.
I'm misinterpreting what he's saying.
Because when I was saying about the phone, I wasn't saying that, okay, the phone just should be answered just because it's there, but I'm just saying it shouldn't have been a problem if it was answered, because it shouldn't be nothing to hide. Yeah, everybody should have their own individual space, but, you know, if there's nothing to be hid, if it is ringing, then the other person is otherwise occupied and it's answered, it shouldn't be a problem. Just like he was saying, well, if the other person is otherwise occupied, then it shouldn't be a problem to go in the purse or go in the wallet or whatever to get whatever they need to get if they're in a more, if they're in a marriage or something. But just to just be in a casual relationship, no, everybody has to be off limits to the other person. So I understand what he's saying.
Y'all must be sitting next to
each other.
Y'all must be sitting next to each other.
No, we're not. Lord have mercy. I was just explaining what he was saying. You asked me, did I understand?
Good. Hey, look at it. He's looking back at it. Good answer, baby. Good answer.
No. No way.
I knew it.
No.
Who got their TV up?
I don't know. It sounds like they watch a damn Family Feud or some shit.
But I don't know.
Probably big ass.
No, I ain't got no TV up, man.
Thank you, whoever that was. We greatly appreciate it.
Was it Mo?
No, it wasn't me.
Oh, okay. I mean, if I ain't mess with you, you say I forgot about
you. Oh, shut up.
Now you can turn it back up.
They never did turn it down.
Switch it up. Right. Yeah. They just got their cable back on.
I'm glad
they got the cable bill back on. I just didn't watch them damn Bruce Lee movies, dog.
No, that's not Bruce Lee movie.
Whoa. Hey, Bruce Lee on the other thing. All right, y'all, we're going to go into a song so I can find out who this goddamn TV is. I'm going to find it. Trust me. All right, y'all, this is a... Check this song out.
Two girls ain't too many. Three girls, yeah, that's plenty. Fuck the storytelling. Shit, it's my world, you just in it. So I push it to the limit. Credit cards ain't got no limits. They as black as the niggas I chill with. We could go anywhere if you with it. The perks of this rock star life. Last thing I need tonight is a fight. Let's be free to do as we like. Super Mario with this pipe. And bring your friends too. Show me all the things that you into. Ain't no we can't do. Can't lose.
I told her that she ain't my only girl. I might have a few. But I respect her mind, so I'd rather tell the truth. And now I ain't no player, but fuck it, I'm single. She said that she respect it and she like it that I keep it 100. Cause it's what them other niggas don't do. Keep it 100. And baby, you ain't got a lot to kick it. Keep it 100. Cause it's what some other niggas won't do. Keep it 100. And baby, you ain't got a lot to kick it. If you keep it,
I got my mind on my money. Money on my mind. I've been out here chasing millions while these niggas chasing mine. Don't know where they find the time to be from. frontin' and be lying. Like these women don't know better when they more clever than ever. She got four brothers, know a lot of niggas ain't never fucked, they just cool with her. They be putting her up on game, show her how to spot those lames. I fucks with her, she fucks with me, she picked it up and I put it down. Had a choice and she chose me, probably cause I'm so real.
I told her that she ain't my only girl, I might have a few, but I respect her mind, so I'd rather tell her the truth. And now I ain't no player,
girl, I hope you're single.
She said that she respect it and she like it that I keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Cause it's what some other niggas don't do. Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
And baby, you ain't got a lot of tickets. Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Cause it's what some other niggas won't do. Keep it 100. Why you messing with them lanes, huh? You act like you don't know no better. But girl, I know you know no better. So take the time to recognize that I'm the one that you need. Girl, I'll be more than qualified to give it just like you see. No, you don't gotta worry about it, let's keep it all the way real. No time for the cuffing, just keep it 100. I noticed that she ain't my only girl, I might have a few, but I respect her mind, so I'd rather tell the truth. And now I ain't no player, but fuck it, I'm single. She said that she respect it and she like it that I keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Cause it's what some other niggas don't do. Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
And baby, you ain't got a lot of tickets. Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Cause it's what some other niggas won't do. Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
And baby, you ain't got a lot of tickets if you keep it 100.
All right, baby. Why don't you come in the computer room with me right quick? Let me show you something.
Okay, what's up?
All right, this is your Facebook page, right?
Yeah. What you doing on my Facebook page?
Don't want to ask me what the fuck I'm doing on your Facebook page. Who the fuck is Jeff?
What?
Who the fuck is Jeff? Who the fuck is this motherfucker sending you pictures and all these messages on your Facebook page? See, bitch, this is why I don't fuck with you no more. Because your dumb ass, your ass on here.
Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever got called up while having a conversation with somebody on MySpace, Facebook, or Twitter? Then come on over to sincity.com, where you can talk to whoever you want, and you can say whatever you want, without having to deal with the bullshit from MySpace, Twitter, Facebook. That's sincity.com. That's, you know, proof with a Z. .com.
That's why I'm fucking your friend, bitch.
Knew it. I knew it. That's why I'm on my Facebook, motherfucker. Oh, well, wait a minute. Hell no. I'm about to whoop this bitch ass. Oh, motherfucker.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. We got a new caller for the show, y'all. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Oh, this your boy, Michael Cocko, man. I'm checking in down here from Texas, man. Chilling, man, you know.
All right, what's up in the Sin City?
It's your boy, Cocko, man. What it do?
Oh, this motherfucker. This motherfucker here. This old... Oh, man, I've been waiting on your motherfucking ass.
What it do, family?
What's the business, man?
Man, I'm down here chilling, man. You know, recording a little bit. My mouth, you hear to y'all when I come back, man. I got a couple of songs coming on that new Gangsta Island. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple of things they can download right now. I got the Kingers back on ReverbNationMan.com/Mikey Carlo. You know, you get the joints, man. You supposed to think you had it, man. You supposed to be on 1030 by now.
Shit, motherfucker, you supposed to have been on here by now. Shit, don't. You know what,
I'll be back out, man, about the middle of this month, the end of this month, you know what I mean?
Okay,
I'm about to down, have a little bit of recording and shit, do a couple shows. I'll be back that way, you know, show love to Indiana Midwest.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, man,
I seen it posted, you know, I see it pop, I see you having your bid, you know, we hustle out of aviation, you know, we're going to make it pop.
Oh, for sure, all day long, man.
So I'm showing love on ladies' night, you know what I mean?
You know how we do, man. You know how we do. Check this out, man. I got a question to ask you, ladies, now, if y'all in a situation where y'all done had y'all arguments and, you know, y'all fusses and y'all fights and whatever, I mean, what do most ladies focus on, the arguments or the good parts? I mean, if you like, okay, do I focus on the arguments that we having or the good parts that we have, or the good times? Which one is ladies more prone to focus on, the arguments or the good times? I'm going to start with, Jamaica, I'm going to start with you.
Of course. Yeah. Well, I'm an Aries, so I'm focusing on the arguments.
I'm an Aries, too.
So now when you analyze your relationship, you focus on majority of the argument?
Yeah, if it keeps reoccurring. Mm-hmm. I ain't one. Yeah, you asked me the question.
That's all I want is the truth. That's all I want. that's kinda fucked up, Jamaica, but
anyways.
I'm just saying. All right, well, Janine, what do you focus on, the arguments or the good times? Janine?
You said, what do I focus on, the what?
The arguments or the good times. Like, if you're at the crossroads of the relationship, you're looking at the arguments, and you're looking at the good times. Which one do you focus more on, the arguments or the good times?
You focus on the good times. You weigh them out.
Okay.
And then if the bad times outweigh the good times, that's when you know, you come to that conclusion when you're ready to leave.
I mean, yeah, okay. So, okay, let's just say, for instance, that I done pissed you off today. Whatever odd reason I done pissed you off, I mean, can you look back and be like, okay, yeah, he made me mad today, but, you know, we had good times, so I'm not going to let this bother me. Or you going to be like, you know what, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this bullshit. It's always the same old shit, this, that, and other.
Yep, that's me.
I'll focus more on the good stuff. And it depends on what it is, too.
All right, okay. Well, wait a minute. Now, Jamaica, you said that's you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now,
I'm going in on the negative, yep, until I get it all out, yep. Mm-hmm.
But now, Jamaica, is that right?
I didn't say it was right. I never said it was right.
Okay. Yeah, I know. You know that you ain't right now, Jamaica. You know you ain't right for that, right?
I'm just how I am. I just, you know, if it's an argument that I'm having and I'm not going to try, I mean, it's going to take me like probably a day or so for me to cool down, calm down about it, but I'm going to stay on that argument. I'm confrontational. It's going to be just that. And we're going to argue about it till I get it all out my system. Then I can focus on the good times. That's just how I am.
So, in other words, one of y'all got to be the passive one. And from the way it sounds, you
ain't
the passive. Nah,
it
ain't me. Nah, it ain't you. It ain't you. God bless that man. God bless that man.
It's not me.
And last week you were sitting there complaining about his Xbox.
Now I'm just saying, I'm still complaining about it right now. What you think he doing?
Is
he playing Call of Duty? Tell him to send me a friend request.
No, he ain't playing Call of Duty. I think he playing football because damn Peyton Manning.
I don't do football. I mean, okay, so in other words, you know what? Nah, I gotta ask Mo that. Mo, where you at? You still here with me, Mo?
I'm still here. All
right, Mo, what do you focus on?
If the arguments outweigh the good time, then I'm out of that.
I have low tolerance for bullshit.
Here we go. What I tell you about that yesterday?
I'm just telling you. And then if you do something to piss me off, then I'm gonna piss you off.
Mm-hmm. Then I'm gonna slap you.
Then what?
We gonna be some fighting motherfuckers.
Right. Well, that's on you. Trust me, I'm gonna win.
No, you can't beat me. I'll choke the shit out your ass. Put your ass to sleep. No, I'm just joking.
But when I wake back up,
I'll put your ass back there. Then I'm gonna put you to sleep again. But you gonna like that. You gonna like it the second time.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm gonna tell you, girl. I told you, you can't be making me mad like that. I've been though.
Yeah. Turn around. You already bent over.
You said what?
You didn't already bent over because I didn't already fucked you with no Vaseline.
Whoa, you really
want to
fuck your man? What kind of shit is that?
No, I'm saying don't fuck with me. Because I'm not being played with.
Don't do nothing to get fucked with.
Well, if you know your place, then we good. If you know your place, then we good.
I know my place. I'm at the head of the table.
That's right, because I didn't allow you to sit there.
You ain't allowed me to do a goddamn thing.
That was funny as hell.
Goddamn Mo, boy. I said, Mo, hey, I need you on here every week, boy. You keep a motherfucker on his toes. I give you that much. Goddamn Mo. Got it. Lucius, what about you?
I focus on a good time.
Okay, so when he pisses you off, you can think about the good times and be like, all right, I can let this slide.
See, that's not the question. The question was
no.
That was not the question. You didn't ask like three different questions. Okay, one question was in the heat of the argument. In the heat of the argument, my black ass is gonna focus on the negative. You said, and then you said something about the crossroads. Now, the crossroads, that's different, okay? We had a crossroads. Before I get ready to pack my shit and get up out of here, I'm going to look back on everything. I'm going to analyze everything.
Jamaica, I'm just telling you. I ain't going to argue with you.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm not arguing with you.
Well, I'm going to make you. I do it every day.
Oh, my goodness. Well, y'all women are crazy. I need a drink.
Hey, where are the white women at?
There you go, homie.
The angry black woman.
Hey, where are the white women at?
I don't know where they are.
They waiting on us, homie. They waiting on us.
Man. Hey, wait on. Let me ask you a question, man.
What up?
What's up with the blog, dog? The motherfucker was nice, man.
Okay, see, man, you got to share this blog, man. There's a lot of people haven't seen it. They don't know what we're talking about here.
Well, I put on. Y'all go to sincitynotspruce.com and go to the blog page. You'll see. I wrote a blog up. It's called My Sex Wrong. And it's just how I was feeling at the time. I mean, check it out. You'll like it. All you angry ass black women on here, there, you might feel a little comfort after.
Hey, it might learn you something.
Yeah. Oh, so I take it that it's real short then, huh?
Never short, baby.
God damn, Mo. This damn Mo is a motherfucker,
yo. Read the damn blog, Mo.
I like Mo.
Mo ain't doing nothing but talking shit. Mo done already
talking shit and swallowing spit.
Yeah, but Mo can back her shit up.
Mo done already cooked her man his dinner. He done gave her this hour and a half just to... Go ahead, girl. Go on.
I ain't got no man.
That's what you're telling me.
I have men. I don't have a man.
Oh, you got men?
I have men. Each one serves a purpose. One fix okay. my car, one pay my car note, one get my hair and nails done.
You ain't no player.
So, Mo, I mean, now if we talk, Mo, you know they got names for people that do shit like that.
I don't care. I don't give a fuck what you call me. You won't call me broke. Or don't call me collect, so what? People out here fuck for free. I don't fuck for free, so what? I don't care what you call me.
Fuck, I got a baby.
That's right.
You
owe me some money, money, motherfucker.
You pay for it.
Y'all crazy.
What?
So, what's the going rate?
If you got to ask, you can't afford it. It's like when you go to the Gucci store, you got to ask how much it is, you can't afford it.
Well, damn, well, hell, I'm going to tell you right now, I can't afford this shit. I ain't going to pay for it if I could.
Yeah, that's what they all say. Yeah, that's what they all say. You paying out your
money. You crazy.
Yeah, okay.
Mo, now, come on now. You know it. You know now. I mean, at some point in time, we all got to pay for it, but just blatantly just have some
right.
money in your
that's
hand.
Right.
Nah, it is not happening like that.
See, I ain't
going
to say it like that because then, you know, your ego get all and, you know, you want to protect your manhood and bang on your chest, but you paying for pussy every day, so what?
But, but not blatantly. Not
who
just out there like that.
This morning?
Right. Goddamn, Mo. I mean, motherfucker ain't just going to sit there. I ain't gonna say that we're drinking. No, I mean, I'm trying to put it in a nice form now. That's all. I'm just saying.
Okay. It just is what it is.
Waylo, you a fool. Man, so, I mean, I'm just saying. You said you got one. So, okay, well, Mo, let me ask you. Do they ever clash with each other? Or they know they're wrong?
They know they're wrong. Know your role, baby. Know your role.
Where you from, Mo?
What?
Where you from?
Fantasy Island?
I'm from Chicago.
From Chicago, yeah. That's a lot of Willie Foo Foo's out there.
Yeah. The most fast talking, slick talking motherfuckers there.
Yeah, whatever.
Foo Foo's is what I call them.
Yeah, whatever. And most of my victims is from Gary.
You said what?
Yeah.
Most of my victims is from Gary. You know, I can run around slow ass.
They must be from Miller then.
No. They from Miller.
Hold on. She, hey, now she got Big on the phone with her. Big, what are you, a victim?
I am no victim of nothing, brother.
I'm just saying, dog. I mean, shit. Which bill are you paying?
No, Mo is my nigga.
I feel you. I hear you.
Just worry about what bill you going to be paying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you drink.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna be.
No. No drink.
I got too many habits. I gotta support.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about it off air. I could tell you what you'll be paying.
Is that right?
That's right.
Mo, come to SinCity.com. Send me an inbox. Let me know. Just tell me what I gotta pay. Tell me what I'm gonna pay.
I'll tell you what you're going to pack. You're going to blow it like you own.
Oh, shit. Goddamn, Big. I really want to know what you're paying, dog.
Big don't pay, dog. You know I'm a pimp.
So this one of your homes?
I never said that. I don't know nothing.
I'm just asking. Hey. I mean, you brought her to the show.
I brought myself to the show.
Damn, bitch, you cut you out. Nah, you ain't even getting no money. Damn, bitch.
Hey, she can handle her own.
What kind of shit is this, big motherfucker? You done brought her to the show. She telling you step back.
Hey, nigga, sometimes you gotta let it be, nigga.
Yo, G Money, I like this girl of yours.
She done put big in some panties. I never thought of it.
No, it ain't got nothing to do with me, man. I told you.
You put big in. Big,
just tell
I mean,
me what color you want. Just worry about what color you want.
I prefer red.
All right. I'm going to get you all one right. With a little fringe on it.
Now, if you can get me in some panties, you's a bad motherfucker.
I told you.
But I guarantee you this, I get in yours before you get me in any pair.
Mm-hmm, whatever.
I wish a motherfucker would try to put some damn drawers on me.
Not only would you wear, but you like it.
Bullshit.
Well, damn, way low.
I'll show that shit in your mouth for seeing your ass walking.
Yeah. After I got what I wanted, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
That damn mole hit a boy.
I'm saying, I'm going to get her some toilet tissue because she's full of shit today.
God damn, Mo. Okay, hold on. Let me go back to Jamaica. Jamaica, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, now, Jamaica, now, with everything that's being said, I mean, because all props go to Mo because if she can get it like that, I ain't knocking her off.
Right.
But now, let me ask you. I mean, you said you're married, so being married, mm-hmm. I mean, do you feel like it's still supposed to be a motherfucker, you better give, and I'm just going to take?
No. That was probably the first 2 years. I felt like that. I had to get in wife mode.
Wait a minute, Jamaica.
I'm just saying, you asked me a question, I tell you no lies.
The first 2 years he had to give.
I mean, to me, you still really proving yourself, you know what I'm saying? That's how I felt about it. That's how I felt about it. I mean, you talking about walking down the aisle and being married to somebody, you still got work to do. And I don't think that you ever really stop giving. You know what I'm saying? I'm married, I'm still giving. He still gives every day.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, to the point where it's like, okay, you know, that now we both got to give, you know.
Right.
But it was a 2-year process before you started giving.
No, I mean, you know what I'm saying? We all giving something no matter what. You know what I'm saying? And whether it's time or laying up or whatever, I mean, it's all the same. But what I'm saying is that when you first start dating somebody in my relationship, I felt like I had a role model to look at. And so he should have been giving, and I should have been taking. That's what I'm saying. And some women don't have that. So they think they're supposed to give. Well, it didn't work like that for me, so...
Okay. All right. I understand. But not with that, I gotta ask. And this goes out. To the ladies. I'm asking the ladies this. Do you feel? And I'm just being. Fellas, I mean, if y'all get upset about it, then. But I'm just asking. Do y'all feel pussy is a proper payment?
What?
Do y'all feel pussy is a proper payment?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna start with Lucius. Is
it a proper payment for us?
I mean, you know, I mean, I'm just saying in the sense, motherfucker, like, and I mean, I know you didn't heard it. I don't know if you didn't said it, but I know if you ain't said it, you didn't heard it. Like, shit, motherfucker, better give me this and better give me that, cause I'm giving him some ass.
No, it ain't not for me because you can't pay for mine. But you can't give me enough money for mine. If I want you to have it, I'm gonna give it, you know, give it to you willingly. But you can't give me enough money. It ain't nothing you could give me that's paying enough for mine.
Okay, all right. Janine, what about you? Pussy and proper payment.
It is not.
I didn't hear you, baby.
I said, no, it's not.
Oh, okay. Okay, now here we go. Mo.
What?
Pussy proper payment.
Yep. Especially if I'm doing it right. I mean, everybody, whenever I'm said and done with, everybody fucking. If you fuck for free, then I'll fuck you. I'm not fucking for free.
She.
I knew it was coming.
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, if he take you out to dinner and get your hair and nails done or some of the, whatever you want to call it, it's payment for pussy. So, I mean, you could just look at it anyway. Are we going out? Are he whining? Are he dying to me? Ultimately, all he wants is a man. So the question is, how much he going to pay for it?
Okay. Big, let me ask you. Is pussy a proper payment for you?
No, you already know pussy a dime a dozen, man. No, I can't pay.
Bullshit.
Oh, my God.
Damn, Big, somebody hollering bullshit on you. See, I think they try to call you Richard Nixon, Tricky Dick.
Oh, no, man. I can't tell you.
Hey, I think what he wants to tell me is...
You owe me some money, motherfucker!
Right. For real.
Using your battery.
I called you Tricky Dick, Big.
I called you that, too.
That shit ain't gonna never work.
You can try it if you want to.
All right. They don't call me Sunshine for nothing.
I'll leave your ass an old EBT card.
Not an EBT card.
Wayla, let me ask you. Do you feel pussy is a proper payment?
Shut up, what?
Do you feel pussy is a proper payment?
Do I steal pussy? What?
Is a
say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
That's not me getting it, because you had to ask him like 3 or 4 times. Go real slow. Maybe he'll get it this time.
You know what, Miss Lady? Don't fuck with me right now. Just fuck with my eye, goddamn it. Now say it one more time, bro.
And go real slow.
Do you feel pussy is a proper payment, dog?
No.
It took you 20 minutes to answer that?
Ooh. I'm going to try my ass to the city and come see your ass.
All right.
You got a slick mouth.
Okay, let me ask my boy Timer. Do you feel pussy is a proper payment?
No, I don't, man. You can get pussy anywhere, man. That ain't enough.
At Spice, you can, but you can't always get good pussy. See, you can get pussy anywhere, but you can't get good pussy anywhere.
You can get good pussy for free.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, now, let me ask, what is bad pussy?
Lord
have mercy. I mean, think about it. Hey, anybody ever got up from y'all like, man, this is terrible pussy?
Yeah.
I mean, this pussy is just terrible. I mean, what motherfucker? I mean, and fellas, have you ever actually got up and just like, dog, this pussy is just terrible? This is It might not be.
You're going to finish, but you just sitting there thinking
exactly.
Like, damn, it's a waste of damn time.
You're not going to quit. You're not going to quit.
No, you ain't going to quit.
You might be like, nah, she might not be as wet as old girl was, but you're going to keep going.
That's right.
If I don't get my nut after that badass pussy, I'm still going to give me some more.
Right, because your fingers can always do the trick.
Fingers? Here we go with that shit.
Bullshit.
We ain't doing no finger thing.
Yeah, because ain't nothing worse than a man who's talking shit with a little dick.
Wick's not on the phone
this morning.
Wick's not on the phone to defend himself, so you leave him out of it. Y'all, man, y'all motherfuckers just ain't right tonight, man. Goddamn.
We get y'all names like DJ Quick and shit like that.
You know what? You talk all this shit. You probably say, I bet motherfucker hit you right. You probably be crying. It hurts.
Yeah.
Take it out.
Yeah.
All right, well, take this out. No. I mean, just for entertainment purpose. I mean, because we really, all bullshit aside, I would really like to put a face behind this voice. So if you can, I mean, if you could take it out your busy schedule, we would really appreciate you come to sincity.schools.com to post the page up. Because I want to see what's the madness all about.
Yeah, I don't see no damn body picture on here. All I see is ass and titties.
I think there's a couple of face shots on there.
I don't see none. I'm looking now, and I ain't seen not near one but my own.
Now we play as role.
Hey, motherfucker, hey.
I'm fully clothed, and I still look good. So I don't understand. What's the business?
Jamaica don't get on here trying to do this old stuff.
She about to liberate all the women on Sin City.
Yeah, she trying to liberate all the women. Take your pictures down.
Somebody please put a picture up. If you don't have to be butt-ass naked, I mean, you can have a couple of those. But I'm just saying, I mean, put a picture up of yourself.
They did.
Hey, Jamaica.
I see one, two, three.
Jamaica.
I'm listening.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
Shut up. I don't see no lingerie pictures on here. That's the problem.
Oh, you ain't good for enough, man.
Put some on there.
And what's his website?
SinCity.Spruce.com. SPRUZ.
Okay.
I just wanna put a face with. Yeah, I just wanna put a face to all the bad.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, works for me.
I'll go check that out.
You
might as well come to the chat room. Is in the chat room,
right.
Yeah, man.
Am I going to have to type for a score so you can catch on?
You say what now?
We got a video chat room.
Oh, wow,
y'all.
That's fucked up.
You ain't got to type in our chat room.
Oh, yeah. No, I ain't doing no nasty shit.
We didn't ask you to.
I'm not doing no nasty shit.
But I thought everybody had a price.
Yeah. But you would never get it on video. Shit, I ain't that slow.
Which brings me back to my original question.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Oh no, man. Fucking around with Mo, boy. Mo something else.
I'm talking him.
My wife keep going so hard at my man Waylo. What Waylo did to you?
He can talk a lot of shit.
Shit, you talk a lot of shit too, girl. I can back my shit up.
I can too, so do what you do.
Mm-hmm. 22 miles. Mm-hmm.
Right. Come on. I'll be waiting for you.
Yeah, drop that as a change of mind real quick.
I really will. You?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go to that website, read that blog.
I told you, okay. I know it's short, but I'll read it.
Yeah, all right.
What's your blog tell him? Tell him, Waylo. You can't be fucking with Waylo, just tell him.
Ah! Whip pussy!
Demetria, hey, you checked out my blog?
Yeah, what's the blog again that he's referring to?
My sex song.
Okay.
What's the title?
Wait, that's the name of it's called My Sex Song. What up?
You know when she reads that blog, you know what she's gonna be thinking, right?
Pussy don't tell me now. I gotta turn to figure out. So you don't want nobody else but me and only me.
Big. What big at? Big, you can't speak now. You know. Mo told you couldn't speak no more.
I guess so.
Damn, I guess he can't speak no more.
Oh, shut up.
Big, they got put on mute. Damn. Not my dog. Not my homie.
What no, dog.
She done dropped the phone and looked at Big.
Say another motherfucking word, and this shit is over. And I ain't playing nothing.
Yeah, so y'all don't smoke bullshit. I'm on shit, nigga. I can see it.
Hey, Big, we you brought it to the show. We feeding off y'all.
Right, that's my H-bone cone.
I thought, and Big all the time, I thought you was the pimp.
I am, nigga. I am. Hey, shit, Jay.
I don't know. I think the pimp, he been getting pimp. You got some type of fetish you got going on? You got a dog collar around your neck now or something?
Yeah, right. I'm on a fetish. You already know.
Who the hell
yes,
is that looking like that?
I don't know. What they say?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's a white woman?
You say what?
That's a white woman.
What is this? Ain't nothing wrong with white women?
I know. I didn't see her on here at first. Hey, you know, I'm just trying to learn how to navigate this side of y'all. So, you know, I'm just learning. So I'm getting to places that I haven't been. So I just seen her face pop up.
Oh, okay. Hey, Janine, you still with me? I guess Janine ain't with us no more neither, huh?
I said yes.
Well,
yeah,
you
know,
what's wrong,
Janine?
Turn the phone up. See, now what I was trying to tell you is that I just got it.
You just got what?
Nah, don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it. Yeah, she gonna say all like fucking. I ain't neither. All right, we're coming down to the end of the show, man. I don't know. She done got the Bo syndrome now. Janine, hey, you know this dog, Janine, been acting real snippy towards us lately?
Yeah, man.
You noticed that, right?
Kind of quiet, too, man. Real quiet lately.
I mean, we're sippy towards us lately. Like, we did something to
us. But maybe
man,
you just
letting
just
all
these right.
people on the show.
But maybe y'all not doing it right.
Mo, shut up.
Okay.
All right. We coming down to the end of the show, man. As usual, we got to get out of here before they fuck around and cut us off. Jamaica, you got any last words?
No, I ain't got nothing to tell y'all tonight.
I mean, you ain't going to plug your site?
Plug,
come on,
man. Everybody know who I am. Voluptuous Sal.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. You got to plug the site. You got to let them know, baby. We got
they
some
already
new people
know.
Listening. We got new
oh,
people
we do
listening.
Tonight? Well, they need to come on with it.
Jamaica done had some of that sauce tonight, y'all. She sounded like, whatever now. I got 10 o'clock.
No,
I'm a fucker.
No, for real. I'm trying to do 20 things at one time. I'm sorry, y'all. Voluptuous Sal. Luxury intimates for women with curves. I'm here if you need me. All you got to do is call me. I'm on Sin City. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I got you.
That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. Let them know, baby. Let them know. Let them know what's going on. All right, Ms. Mo.
Yeah.
Got any last words for us, baby?
Nah, just be breezy. And wait, low, get your game up.
Get my
game
up.
Yeah, get your game up.
Yeah, okay, you just riding too slow. Catch up.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, wow. Big, you got any last words, Brandon? Can you talk tonight?
Oh, yeah, man, I got some last words. Hey, man, I love y'all guys, man. I love y'all's show, man. I thought I'd come through, man, show y'all mad love, man. It's been good, man. I ain't been on Blog Talk in so long, man. I forgot how fun it was. All
right, man. See, bring Big and Dre show back, dog.
No, I got a new show coming out, me and Miss Mo there. We got a show coming out, man. We're going to have a relationship show, and it's coming real soon.
Okay, that's what's up, man. I let me know when I'm there.
That's what's up.
I got. Let me ask you a big question right quick. Are you going to be able to talk?
I was letting her do all the talking for us. She got it down pat. She was shining, too. She did her thing.
You don't sound too confident, bro.
Yeah,
I don't sound
like
confident.
Y'all sound like Wendy Williams and Regis Philbin. Shit. you put Wendy Williams on the Regis Philbin show, Regis ain't gonna get a chance to say a goddamn thing.
I don't mind her talking. It's all good.
In the hood.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. All right, my man Waylo.
You know what it is. Who's your boy entertainment? Waylo219 YouTube. SinCityThat'sBruce.com. Enjoy the show. Check me out.
That's what's up.
Hey, I got that shirt coming to you too, dog.
Janine.
Nice talking to y'all.
Damn, she just put her whole ear away from the phone. Okay. I told you, man, she act real stiffy towards us now. I don't know, man.
I just said something. You didn't hear me?
No, we didn't hear you.
I just said, nice show. Nice talking to y'all. I will talk to y'all next week.
You know what? Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna come holler at you. See what you want. All right, Lucius, what's happening? Any last words for us?
Yeah, good show. We hollering at y'all next week.
That's what's up, Lucius. Hey, Lucius, whatever happened to your friends? They don't call no more. We still waiting on them to make the page.
Oh, I don't know where they went.
You tell them get up with us. SinCity.Spruce.com.
I'll holler.
That's what's up. What's up, partner?
Another great show, man. Y'all got to get on there and participate on the page, though. We need some participation. Way go holding it down right now.
CincinnatiSpruce.com.
That's right. Well, we waiting on Ms. Mo. Ms. Mo going to put a page up there, so we good, man. All right, y'all. It's been real. We have fun. Let's do this same time next week. You know, we're going to get it in as we always do. All right, y'all. Peace. We get at you.